This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality it's...
Comic book news! What you gonna do with the news? Hey, yeah. That doesn't work.
Excelsior!
It's the news.
I'm a reporter.
Newsy news?
Yes, welcome, it's news. Welcome, it's news.
Welcome, it's the news.
It's a news.
A news.
It's some news.
It's the news of today, but a news, you know, on the whole.
New news to us, but it might not be news to you, so...
I mean, frankly, some of this is old news to us, even.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Let's jump right in.
Yeah.
In breaking news, fire hot.
Bread good.
Oh! Oh! I don't believe
it. Leading scientists.
Listen, I don't believe what I hear on this new show.
Bread good.
Bread good?
Yeah. Bread, yeah, bread.
Bread is good. What?
Bread good.
Bread good.
Yeah. Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett.
Yeah. Get yourself a Lobo loaf.
Amazing.
He played
man.
Lobo in
I made a Lobo
the
loaf
animated
today.
Series. In the anime series.
I flushed it.
Oh, no.
Anyways,
real freaking news.
Yeah. Okay, to start off, we'll talk about Ed Piskor.
Yes.
Who is just kind of a messy and horrible situation all around. He was a cartoonist, worked on a number of things, a lot of the grand design books for Marvel, Hip Hop Family Tree, which just, I think, recently got an omnibus collection, was recently... accused by a young cartoonist, I believe. I'm not going to name names or anything like that. It doesn't seem, especially with how ugly everything's gotten.
Yeah.
Say
that there was some accusations.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know too much about it. I don't know if many of us
right.
know too much about it.
Yeah, I know a bit. I mean, I know that I think it was sort of an Instagram story call out just about allegedly, you know, there was evidence of just sending inappropriate messages, you know, and just allegations, obviously. There was like an offer to like, you know, you could stay here if you're for convention, and a lot of allegations of like, you know, potential grooming or potential inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I don't want to dig too much into that. I mean, obviously that's something that has to be taken very seriously. I believe there was another allegation. I'm not sure exactly what it was about similar inappropriate.
Yeah. And I think the last one apparently punched it up a little bit. More than the previous
okay.
ones,
yeah.
from my understanding of it. Not that, I don't know too much. And none of us know the real details, what I meant
yeah.
by that we don't know. We don't really know that much about it.
Yeah.
So
what happened from there is what happens on the internet pretty much all the time, especially lately. It feels like, you know, and obviously, again, taking these allegations extremely seriously, obviously, you have to do that.
Of course.
That said, there was a huge, huge... pylon, and again, a huge pylon of people who aren't involved and who don't really know what's going on. And also, it must be said, a lot of there's a little cottage, you know, industry on YouTube of especially for certain very hateful people I would call grifters who just pile on to any controversy,
yeah,
extremely aggressively and viciously, and basically just, you know, like it just absolutely. You know, just really trying to make the most of it to get as many clicks as they can.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of heat gets on. I mean, I don't know what went through anyone's mind towards the end. I just happened to notice that even just looking up. I was just even trying to look up episodes of the cartoonist Kayfabe, which was the show that he did with Jim Rugg.
Yeah.
Which I didn't watch it all the time, but in particular, they had a lot of interviews recently in the last while with like Peter Laird and Kevin Eastman and/or Kevin Eastman, which were like really, really special. Like, regardless, I mean, those are, I think that those are just an amazing thing to have, being able to do that. But I mean, that's, you know, that's neither here nor there in this situation. But yeah, so I mean, that was going on, you know, I would see just these videos attacking him. Unfortunately, he did make the choice. He took his own life. He left sort of a Google Doc suicide note.
There was a special certain notes sent to certain people
beyond that
were more specified to
right.
Yep.
Also, like probably part of that precursor was his business dealings. He had a number of business dealings completely drop, like $75,000 contracts that suddenly were gone.
Yeah, he had there was a show because I think he lived in like Pittsburgh or close to Pittsburgh or somewhere in Pennsylvania anyway. And there was going to be like a gallery, like an actual
show
of hip hop family tree. After I believe it had been like a decade or something, that I forget how long it had been in production bit by bit. But I mean, the big omnibus was like the big, you know, big collection. It was a big deal, and that got like either canceled or, you know, delayed or whatever. You know what I mean, basically,
A lot of that stuff went up in smoke.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, yeah, and then
from what I saw of that post, that was part of it. Of just like, I don't, if I can't do what I wanted, I'm the only thing I'm good at, sort of thing. Like, this is everything I've worked for, and it's all gone now. So
yeah, and it's, you know, and again, that's it's one of the things. There has to be, in these situations, there has to be accountability. But in this situation, I mean, I don't think that anyone should have died.
No. I think there's to be accountability, but there needs to be due process.
Yeah.
And a way for that to go forward. And absolutely. Not that people shouldn't come forward, definitely, when something happens, but it needs to, everything needs to be balanced in a way.
And people are going to talk and they're going to speculate, and that's what they did. But there are consequences for that sort of shit.
Yeah. And then the thing that disgusts me the most, I mean, it's a messy feeling because, again, I was, you know, I appreciated his work. I wasn't like a huge fan. I was more of a fan of Jim Rugg, I think, going into with the podcast and everything like that, their show. But I did enjoy the show quite a bit. And they all, you know, it seemed like they had a lot of, especially just as like a comic history kind of a, you know, kind of a show where they're really kind of like breaking down. They go through like books page by page. And it was, I think it's just really... was very valuable. Hmm. Obviously, nothing is more important than the safety of human beings. So, I mean, obviously that takes precedence. But, I mean, you know, you hope that, of course, depending on the severity of it, but you're hoping you can at least get to, like, a better place with it where people can actually kind of, you know, grow and change and maybe make amends and maybe if that is the case, I mean, everybody should have the opportunity. And
if a life is ended, then they don't have an opportunity to change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, again, I mean, who knows? We don't know the whole story anyway. And exactly. Maybe there's more to it. And just that amount of pressure. And just personally speaking, I mean, just having, again, looked up, and I was just trying to like look up like old episodes. And I was just, you know, kind of curious and just seeing from the same certain people who I will not name because I would never want to give them any oxygen, but certain hateful grifter types, in and around comics, you saw like, you know, around the times the allegation was made, like really quickly afterwards, all of these like, this is sick, this is disgusting, blah, blah, blah. Like just very, you know, names of videos and just like thumbnails that are really, really trying to like push the outrage.
Yep.
And then after he was gone, those same people were making videos like, oh, rest in peace, oh, mourning him. And like you were like trying to, you only stood to make his last days as miserable as possible.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to eulogize him.
Yeah.
Like just the shamelessness you see in that. That's the thing that makes me the most disgusted. I mean, like, you know, completely cynical, shameless, like these are people's lives. And I mean, again, it didn't improve his accusers' lives any, because I believe that they have gone offline, and it's just like a horrible, messy situation that nobody got, nothing good came from it, period. And it's very unfortunate.
Yes, let's move on to some brighter news, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
There is none. Other sad news is another...
We'll get through all the vegetables, and then we'll have some ice cream, okay?
Yes, exactly. Mark, or MD Bright, passed away recently as well, who was a very long-time comic artist whose career started in 1978 with... House of Mystery number 257 in 1978.
I gotta say, I didn't know this till about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's endless misery all the time.
Yeah.
But it's, so, I mean, he lives, it seems like he was pretty sudden. People seem pretty shocked by it. He worked with Christopher Priest a fair amount over the years.
He was super prolific if it's...
absolutely.
Yeah, like, just all over.
Yeah. Did, like, a bunch of Power Man and Iron Fist, which was a big one for you.
Yeah.
Armor Wars, Green Lantern, kind of the 90s, late 80s, 90s series, like Emerald Dawn. A lot of G.I. Joe with Larry Hama, I believe, co-created Quantum and Woody and was, I believe, the original artist on that. Did a lot of Milestone, like Icon and Specific. Just a ton. I think, like, Transformers, at least covers that were, like, some of the most, like, painted, like, beautiful ones back in the Marvel days. Just, yeah, an absolute ton. It was basically, like, an excellent work. Just, like, you know, deserves to be a legend, I would say, as it were. But, yeah, absolutely. And it's, yeah, just another sad loss.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
To cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got waters.
mine's over there.
I have juice. Yes, as you said, through the vegetables.
Yes. Ice cream, please.
Ice cream. Is this ice cream? I don't know.
Did you want credit for that ice cream? Because Roy Thomas is here.
I'm joking.
This ice cream is delicious. It has two creators, right?
Yeah, only two.
Roy Thomas is here, and he put sprinkles on it. Now he made ice cream.
Yeah. Well, you know, like,
I think there's a lot to discuss there. We're not going to discuss it today. I feel like Len Wein, but I think there is.
Len Wein made the ice cream, and you know, but somebody said, "Hey, we should have ice cream in the first place." What?
On your arm? Is that new?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. Huh. Zelda.
Okay.
Well, Navi. It's going to need a little touch-up, but yeah.
Huh. Neat.
Good new tattoo.
Bri got a tattoo. That's news.
That's also news.
Look, I brought some news. Bri got a tattoo.
Yeah, it's Navi from Legend of Zelda, and it might be Hylian for my wife's name underneath it.
Aw, that's cute.
She might have got a very similar one in turn.
Aw.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Are you the other little fairy?
I'm more of like a Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, like the pink kind of style one you find.
Okay,
you know what
I mean?
But I want a Navi on me because I'm an Ocarina boy. What do you want? Anyway.
Ocarina boy.
We're going to MCU news. We'll just go through this last stuff quickly.
Yes.
Julia Garner, who's an actress from, you might know her from Ozark.
I know her from Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Oh,
because I watched that maybe... I don't know, within the last year, and I was like, how do I know her? I know her from something, and I looked, and I was like, I guess I don't really know her from anything, because I haven't really seen that.
I have no idea. I haven't seen, weirdly enough, believe it or not, I haven't seen SimCity A Dame to Kill For.
Well, let me tell you, you are missing...
Something.
Something.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Not in your life, but, you know, like...
Okay, if you go online into any comic book...
Uh-huh.
Site or whatever or social media, it's Julia Garner cast as Silver Surfer in the new FF. She has actually been cast as Shalabal, and possibly like a version of Silver Surfer, from what we understand. And again, this is super early. This is just
to be clear. Shalabal is a resident of the planet
Zenla.
That Galactus,
that Norman Rad was from. And Galactus shows
Zenla,
up.
They know how to name people and things. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like it. Norman Rad, is a pretty rad name.
Yeah, exactly.
And Shalabal is a pretty Bal name.
Shalabal. And she has played, she's been a constant character.
Yeah,
throughout the history of Silver Surfer,
and
well, he became
she has been the Silver Surfer at various points. Mm-hmm. There's no confirmation that she is playing the Silver Surfer,
as far as I know. That I don't know if there is or not, they said that, but all I'm seeing is people jump on like it just for the rage.
If
of
there
like,
were ugh. Confirmation, we would know, and we would be able to say we know. And because we can't actually say that, there isn't confirmation.
Yeah,
it's true.
So, whatever.
Yeah, and then I believe, like, in the comics, she was like, he became the Silver Surfer to protect
Zenla leave Shalabal, unfortunately, and that's what, like...
Right.
And that was the Stan Lee idea, was, like, this kind of Shakespearean longing to get back to this woman he loved, but he couldn't, but he had to leave her in order to protect his entire world sort of thing. Like, in certain universes... In realities, she has been...
Just like Titus.
Yes.
Wrong Shakespeare? Wrong Shakespeare. Wrong Shakespeare.
Yes, that's right. Just like Christopher Titus.
That's right. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Just the idea that that's the ridiculousness online that's going on once again.
Like, they could have... They might have just reversed it. Maybe Norrin Rad is... You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Or there... You know what I mean? Maybe there's, like, another one. You don't know.
There might be multiple. This might be a precursor. You have no idea of the story. Like...
Yeah.
Who knows? They've
changed so many, like, they've changed things in these movies a bunch. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch. And for some reason...
Yeah, to make them more woke.
Yeah.
I watched about 3 minutes of one video, and the first thing is like, this is so stupid, this is indicative. Like, has Marvel made the best choices all the time? No, because that's just how it's going to go. Yeah. Sometimes they'll make their...
You know what? Sometimes comics are bad, too.
Yeah. But then he was like, you know what? Apparently, she is... There is a Shalabel. I don't know of the character, but I'm really mad. And it's like, you know, I have no clue what you're talking about, but you're mad.
Oh, like, literally, you know, apparently there might... Like, again... Admitting full on that you don't know what you're... So every single time that people that are super duper outraged clearly don't know anything about the source material that they're complaining about. Like,
and
it's so blatantly obvious.
So is the complaint, because this is unconfirmed.
Yeah.
The complaint that they are having, the theoretical complaint they are having, is that you can't see the Silver Surfer's big floppy dick, which has always been a thing in the comics, because he's always flying around with his big floppy dick just flailing behind him, blowing in the cosmic breeze.
The power cosmic dick.
Yeah. They did say, actually, in the director's commentary for the Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, that was the hardest part of motion capture, was capturing the sheer scale. Mm. And, hey, Doug. Doug Jones, you're doing pretty good. We saw it. It was silver. That movie had an NC-17, as we all remember.
Let me also just say that maybe this is an introduction to Galactus. I don't know, but it could be way down the road. Yeah. Who knows?
Usually, like, it feels like if Silver Surfer shows up, Galactus is probably... Exactly. Yeah.
But who knows how it's going to play. It could be, like, four movies away that Galactus shows up.
Yeah, I can't wait till we get a Terax movie.
Yes. Airwalker. Anyways. In other news...
Tom Holland beating the at a Fire Lord for 2 hours.
I'd pay for that.
I'd love that.
In actual comic book publishing news, there's a new there's a new ongoing Space Ghost series coming out from Dynamite May 1st, I believe it's coming, so pretty soon. Writer David Pepos, who is pretty prolific, especially in Marvel, apparently, when I looked him up. And I guess I've read it. Like, I'm sometimes the worst at remembering that writer's name. Yes. I'm sure I've read his stuff. Punisher, Moon Knight, Savage Avengers, a bunch of others. Artist Jonathan Lau. In an interview, that he basically, the writer was saying, what if... He was really excited to kind of get his claws into Space Ghost. And he's like, he's one of those weird characters that there's not a lot fleshed out for him.
I've seen old episodes of Space Ghost, and I still connect the character much more with Coast to Coast than anything else.
There's a whole generation
that comic about like the behind the scenes of the talk show, because I would definitely
it's
more serious. There's
a cartoon right now called Jellystone that's basically they take all the old Hanna-Barbera characters and put them together, and there's an episode that heavily features Brack and Zorak and Moltar infiltrating a Comic-Con so that they can beat up Space Ghost. And they got those voice actors back, and I was like, this is great. I love this.
Is this called Jellystone?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
It's Peter Potamus and Oggy Doggy and Doggy Daddy and all those characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hanging out in a town being goofy.
Yeah. All right. Different canon to Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately. But you know what? I bet he shows up.
Yeah.
I almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
Just his take on it was, what if Batman fought crime across the Star Wars universe? And I'm like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, it's Alex Toth designed him.
Right.
Visually beautifully done costume and just a very crisp look. And the art I've seen so far looks really great. But yeah, that's coming. That's all I got.
Shoot, that one-line pitch might have actually...
I know. Yeah. I was like, okay, I get it. I get it.
Batman and Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
Together at last.
Just a universe-spanning orphan who beats people up.
Don't worry about it. Disney will buy all of that eventually, and then it'll happen for real. Batman will be in Star Wars.
Cool.
And Mark Hamill, they'll just sort of poke him with a stick. It's like, ugh, I have to be in Star Wars as the Joker now?
All right, well, that's news.
Yeah.
I contributed. I knew you about did. The stuff. I knew about the stuff.
Well, that's all you need to know. That's fine.
Hey, we're just happy to be here with you, Kyle.
Aw, I'm happy to be here with you, too. That's not news to anybody.
No, no, absolutely not.
Join us on Wednesday when every Wednesday or most Wednesdays, unless I have a grant due and then I can't get the episode done.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, join us every Wednesday when our full episodes go up. And yeah, that's all. Thanks for coming.
Mwah. Wait, what is this episode going to be about on Wednesday? I can't even remember.
X-Men 97.
No, that's coming out that week after.
No, I thought it was this week.
No,
because this week we're putting out the episode that you are putting out this
no,
week.
No, I think we're putting
No, X-Men we were moving it around just because there's a new episode on Wednesday. Because
otherwise
there'll
be two more episodes.
About, so I don't want to be behind.
Okay, X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Men.
I think it's like the end of the season is like a two or three episode part or something.
I don't know. There's eight episodes total. I know.
I thought it was 10.
I thought I looked up eight.
See you on Wednesday.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Sing us a zippy guitar riff with your mouth. Here, like this.
No, like this.
Down this. Down.